Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. Lawmakers on Capitol Hill heard testimony today from the families and survivors of two devastating mass shootings last month. NPR's Windsor Johnston reports today's hearing before a House panel comes as Congress works towards a compromise on stricter gun laws in the U.S.
A fourth grader told the House Oversight Committee that she was forced to play dead in order to survive the attack at an elementary school in Uvalde, Texas last month. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says these accounts give Congress all the more reason to explore every realistic opportunity to get something real done.
We know we won't get everything we want, but we have a moral obligation right now to try and get something meaningful done for the American people in the name of those who have died.
The House panel also heard from experts, including a pediatrician who treated victims of the attack on Robb Elementary School. Windsor Johnston, NPR News, Washington.
The White House appears to be playing down the fact some regional leaders are not attending this week's Summit of the Americas in Los Angeles. Speaking aboard Air Force One en route to the summit with President Joe Biden, U.S. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan briefed reporters what he expects to be some of the key outcomes of the meeting.
Much of the substance of this summit is designed to tackle the challenges this region is facing head on. And in five areas, we will have significant substantive deliverables in food, health, in climate, in economic growth, and on migration.
On the topic of migration, leaders are expected to agree on a call to action supporters hope will guide countries as they host people fleeing from violence and persecution. Sullivan said even though Mexico's president and the leaders of several Central American countries have declined to attend, senior officials will be there. Primary elections took place Tuesday in more than half a dozen states with notable results, particularly in California. More from NPR's Domenico Montanaro.
San Francisco voters overwhelmingly recalled District Attorney Chesa Bodine, who was part of a national wave of progressive prosecutors who sought alternatives to jail time for nonviolent drug-related crimes. But he was recalled by 20 points. In Los Angeles, billionaire developer Rick Caruso, a former Republican who became a Democrat this year, finished narrowly ahead of Democratic Congresswoman Karen Bass. Caruso is pledging to increase funding for the police and decrease the homeless population. Caruso and Bass will face off one-on-one in a runoff this November. Both elections are warning signs for Democrats in two major American cities facing high crime and homelessness about the limits of progressive governance. Domenico Montanaro, NPR News, Washington.
Stocks lost ground on Wall Street today amid continued choppy trading. The Dow dropped 269 points. The Nasdaq was down 88 points. The S&P 500 closed down 44 points today. You're listening to NPR. Hackers working for the Chinese government have broken into telecommunications companies and network service providers around the world, entering through holes companies have failed to patch. NPR correspondent Jenna McLaughlin reports that's according to a new government advisory panel.
Three U.S. government agencies say there's a massive network of digital communications devices and providers that have been compromised by hackers working for the People's Republic of China. These bad actors start by looking for publicly known flaws in network devices, basically holes left open. According to the agencies, the NSA, the FBI, and DHS's cyber agency CISA, the hackers often target devices like routers, then burrow into telecommunications companies and steal data. The agencies encourage companies to disconnect infected devices from their networks and patch a list of vulnerabilities used by the Chinese hackers as soon as possible. Jenna McLaughlin, NPR News.
The Interior Department says it will phase out sales of plastic water bottles and other single-use products at national parks and on other public lands over the next decade. The order issued by Interior Secretary Deb Haaland calls for the department to reduce the purchase, sale, and distribution of single-use plastic products and packaging on 480 million acres of federally managed lands with a goal of phasing out the products by 2032. The order directs the department to identify alternatives to single-use plastics, such as compostable or biodegradable materials or 100% recycled materials. Crude oil futures prices moved higher, oil ending the session up above $120 a barrel in New York. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News.